From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. With the first year drawing to a close, the nation's farm groups appear to have mixed feelings on President Trump. The Missouri Farm Bureau's Blake Hurst tells AgriPulse, Trump's administration has accomplished more on regulatory reform than I think anybody would have thought possible, and been worse on trade than we feared. The opinion is shared by many ag stakeholders, grateful for the repeal of the WOTUS rule and a set of livestock marketing rules, but disappointed at the loss of the TPP and the prospect of losing the North American Free Trade Agreement. Livestock farmers have been granted a 2-month reprieve in reporting air emissions under the Comprehensive Environmental Response, Compensation and Liability Act and the Emergency Planning and Community Right to Know Act. According to Feedstuffs, the D.C. Circuit Court issued a stay that mandates reporting under both acts until January 22nd. The original reporting date was November 15th. The USDA has provided local food service professionals the flexibility they need to serve wholesome, nutritious, and tasty meals in schools across the nation. The new school meal flexibility rule changes standards for meals provided under USDA's national school lunch and school breakfast programs. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says it reflects USDA's commitment to work with program operators, school nutrition professionals, and other stakeholders to develop forward-thinking strategies to ensure school nutrition standards are both healthful and practical.
And that's your Agribusiness Update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more, visit our website at aginfo.net.